right on the time. Listen, baby.
Get dressed, baby. We're going out tonight. Go in to have a real good time. So drop the kids off at your mama house, darling. Oh, yes, we're gonna have a little fun tonight. Girl, I wanna feel your body. Body rocking next to mine. Woo. I wanna feel your body.
Feel your body.
Yeah, yeah. Fit your body close to mine. Let's have a real good time. Yes, I've been playing in and waiting all week long to take you out and get a party on, sugar. So you can let your hair down and all our favorite shots. Girl, I wanna feel your body.
Feel your body.
Yeah, yeah. Fit your body rocking next to mine. Come on, girl. I wanna feel your body.
Feel your body.
Fit your body close to mine. Let's have a real good time. Chip, chip, do.
What's a much needed time for? So take my hand and let me lead you on the dance floor. And pull you close to me. Now let your body move with mine, baby. You ready? Come on.
Girl, I wanna feel your body. Fit your body rocking next to mine. I wanna fit your body. Close to mine. Why don't you ease a little closer to me, baby? So I can put my arms around your waist, honey. Now move.
Feel your body.
Come on and rock with me, baby. Let me rock your body. Let me rock your body.
Everyone, thank you all for tuning in to Lady Diva Live Radio. Here I am, your host with the most, Brenda Moss, aka Lady Diva. I have Rashad, the Blues Kid, on my platform today. Phone lines are open as of right now. You know what you got to do. Welcome, Rashad. Thank you for taking your time out to come on the show.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. That first track, Close to Me. I love it. What inspired you to do that track? Is there a story behind that one?
I just wanted to create something. You know, a lot of times couples don't get out to actually go out and enjoy each other and, you know, go out and have a good time and dance and party just the two of them. So, you know,
yeah.
I wanted to write something just, you know, hey, it's just me and you tonight. Let's go out and, you know, have a good time.
Right. Well, I love it. And thank you for that information. And that was Close to Me. And that single there is on which album?
Southern Side of Soul.
Southern Side of Soul album. Thank you for that info as well.
Man.
May I ask you, where are you calling from?
Laurel, Mississippi.
All right, thank you. All right, Mississippi fans, you know you know what to do. All right, I will ask you to introduce yourself to our curious listeners in the audience. I would like to ask you, how did you become a blues artist? Who and what was your inspiration growing up?
Well, actually, how I became a blues artist was I started out playing guitar for other artists, and we went out to actually play a gig, and the artist that was supposed to be doing the show was actually running late. So I'm doing sound check, and I'm like, oh, I knew a few songs, like, let me cover for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, and that's what I did.
Okay. 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 So who was your inspiration growing up? Was it blues, some blues artists?
Yes, actually, one of my good friends, Mr. Silk. And actually, I grew up on older music like O.V. Wright, Bobby Bland, you know, B.B. King. My dad kind of played a lot of the older blues. So
right.
It kind of just grew on me.
Okay, okay. So did you grow up in a musically talented family?
No, I'm the only musician in my family.
All right, then. Okay. I'm quite sure they all are proud of you.
Yes, they are. I'm lucky to say I'm the first.
All right, then. All right. So as we move along in the show, I would like to play some of the singles that I have from two of your albums.
Okay.
Southern Side of Soul and Blues Me. I would like to play Bad Girl. Now, what's the story behind that song right there? I need to know.
I ended up in the Delta while I was doing the project, and it was a little hole in the wall, probably maybe you could just fit 40 people in there, literally.
Uh-huh.
But they was having such a good time, and I was standing there, and I was acting like I was howling like Howling Wolf, and just, you know, look here, you know. And I got my band with me, and we clowning. And actually, when I got back home, I started working on the, you know, trying to finish the album, coming up with more tracks, and it just kind of just hit me. And that's actually one of my favorite songs on the project. And I was like, you know, people laugh like, man, you're a big guy, you do a lot of dancing or whatever. But like, I always study like how Bill Cosby move or Michael Jackson or something like that. And I would try to do it. So I was with my keyboard player. I was like, you know, just give me like some Michael Jackson or something, like over this guitar. We playing and we doing it. And then I grabbed the bass guitar, and I'm not a bass player, but I'm playing the bass, and I get the guitar, and then I go back and come up with a horn line, and boom, like that, it ended up. I'm like, I like this song, so that's one of my favorites on the Blues Me album.
On the Blues Me album, and thank you for that information. Here is Bad Girl. You stay in that seat. We'll be right back.
I said the party was out of sight. There was a lady on the dance floor, shaking it down and losing control. She was bad, y'all. She was bad. She made me holler, ooh. But look at that. Anything you want me to be, I'll be your puppet, I'll dangle. and pull you closer, closer to me. Oh baby, can't you see that you're bad girl? Yeah, you're bad. You make me holler. Y'all see ya.
Spin Juke. Be right back.
Kerry Shaw, I'll take you back down Juke Joint Memory Lane. But there was nothing but fun, corn, whiskey, and dancing you never seen in your life. Now that I got your fingers snapping and your toes tapping, I want you to think back to some of the moves you used to see in the Juke Joint. And when you pick one, we gon' boogie chillin'. So I'ma count this thing off like this. One, two, one, two, one, two, three, juke. Come on and come on and juke now. Put your right foot out, put your left foot in, and come on and juke now. Everybody juke now, but don't you be afraid to give yourself a chance. All you got to do is throw your head back and let your body dance.
Let
Well, all right. That is Juke right there by Rashad the Blues Kid. Rashad, what is the name of your band? Is it called the Groove Band?
No, it's called Rashad Blues Band.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you for
yes,
correcting
ma'am.
Me. Thank you. Thank you for that information. That was Juke right there. Is there a dance on that song, Juke?
That'll be...
Hello?
Do the funky...
Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, all right. I didn't get to hear what you had said.
I said my dad's favorite dance was the funky chicken. I like
it. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that info. Go right ahead and give your website information and your social media info right now, please.
Actually, you guys can find me on Facebook, Rashad the Blues Kid, or Facebook, Rashad Blues. Blues, the Blues is spelled B-L-U-Z. And same Rashad Blues on Twitter and Rashad Blues on Instagram.
Well, all right, and thank you for that information. So, Rashad, what is that ultimate
yes,
desire? I'm sorry about that. What is that ultimate desire?
Is to play the music that I love, which is the blues.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Now, will there be any other future music projects to come you want to let us know in about?
Starting a new project this Saturday is my first studio session again. I don't know what I'm going to call the project. I just told my producer that I just wanted to come in and just be free of the bird and just play.
Wow. So. And you will post that information on your website and social media?
Yes, ma'am, I will. I will have that up, and as I finish a song, you know, and give it a title, I'll be letting everybody know, hey, I just finished this song. Song number one, the title is whatever, and then I keep them posted like that.
All right. And any upcoming events or performances, you got anything scheduled?
Yes, actually, I will be in Orange Beach August the 13th, and I'll be actually coming back home to do an alumni party in Hattiesburg, Mississippi at USM, and then little things further on out the month through August and rest of the year, so stay posted. I will keep coming to events as well. So hopefully I get a chance to be in the city near my listeners and your listeners.
All right. And thank you for that update. Thank you. All right. Well, as we come almost to a close to our showcase, you are more than welcome to give a shout out to all those lovely people that have supported you toward these two albums, or rather with all your music. Go right ahead.
Yes, well, I like to shout out most definitely my family, my friends, my fans, the people that actually support good music, you know, whether that be the genre that I play or not. You know, if you love music, I love music, so, you know, we're one big happy family. So shout out to you guys for supporting artists.
Well, let's give them an applause that they keep on supporting you throughout all of your music. As we come to a close to our show, I have two other songs I would like to play. They're called, one is called Good to You, and the other one is Saddle Up. Can you give us any information if there's a story behind those two songs right there?
Good to You, I kind of wanted to go back and, you know, do it like a love ballad. You don't get the guys don't really get a chance to really, as the old school people would say, rap to the lady. So I wanted to kind of just go back and do a ballad of, and make it soulful and, you know, hey, sweetheart, let me be good to you, you know.
Right.
As far as saddle up, I do ride horses. I consider myself a cowboy. So,
wow, so okay.
When I get that Saturday off for me to put my cowboy hat on and my jeans and boots, you know, that's my go-to song, you know.
Oh, okay. All right, then. Thank you for that information. And besides, I do love that song, Good to You. And thank you for thinking of us ladies. So any words of wisdom you would like to give as we close the show?
Something simple. Do what you love. I mean, I love music. I love doing it. And I'll tell anybody, do what you love.
All right. And thank you for those encouraging words. Rashad, the Blues Kid, everyone. Check him out on his website and all of his social media. And do purchase his album and singles. I want to thank you, Rashad, for taking out your time to participate. You're more than welcome to come back on my platform with any of your new music projects. And I want to thank you. I'm a new fan for you. I'll be following you for life. I want to thank you. I love your music. I really love it. One day I'm going to come and see you live, perform live.
That's what I'm talking about.
Performing. Yes. So I will go ahead and end the show with Saddle Up and Good to You. I want to thank everyone for supporting me and my shows. Keep on supporting me and keep on tuning in. I have more shows coming up. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out. Well, let's jazz it up. Good night, everyone.
say, Napoleon?
What you say now, bro?
Man, look at all the cowgirls in this place.
Man, they sure look good tonight, bro.
Now you see why I say I don't club my trail ride.
Man, it's looking like it's the thing to do.
Well, see, I know you the northern boy, southern soul.
Right.
But see, we down in the south. And I'm gonna show you how we do it.
Man, well, if this how y'all do it, man, I think I got to have it,
man,
bro.
Look at all the little fillies coming our way.
Ooh-wee.
Excuse me, baby.
Man, you know what? When I hear this, man, it made me want to just say, saddle up.
Coming to a trail ride near you.
Ha ha!